Yeah, you're listening to A Life Insight Live with Scout Bartlett. That's right, you are listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout-like Pathfinder, Bartlett-like Pears, and it's sort of like week déjà vu, right? You know, didn't we just do this last week? So it's not déjà vu, it's week déjà vu, something like that. Yeah, every week now. Whoa, set your clock radio, put it on your computer. I wonder if, you know, I've got to get that and test that out. There's these all these new web radio gear that you can go tune into web radio stations, and I don't know if the way that we've got our station up on the air ties in with that or not. Anyway, set up your computer. Set up your Apple. Apple's got that capability to turn itself on at 7:01 and 23. That way you don't have... Well, turn it on at 7. That way you get to hear the theme music. But set it up to turn it on first thing in the morning, and every Friday morning it'll be moi. It's not how that's pronounced. All right, I confess. I'm awake today. It happens sometimes. Next week, maybe I'll be sleepy and we'll just sort of do a slow show. We can do the deep meditations version of the show, but today we're awake. You know what? We're going to have a teeny tiny version of none other than we didn't prepare Kwong, but we're going to have a tiny version of... Tech Talk. I don't know. I like how you do it. It sounds really, you know, hip-hop funky when you do it. Well, let's do that. Anyway, tiny version of Tech Talk. Some fun stuff. CES, the big consumer electronics show, just completed in Las Vegas. So all of the people that went there to report on that are just now recovering. And I have to say, I took a year off this year. I didn't go hike around Vegas to do that. But there's a couple things showing up. One, Kodak has just filed for bankruptcy. You remember Kodak? Yeah, well, Kodak did one of those brilliant moves that even though they had most of the original technology patented for digital photography, the high-level mucky-mucks at Kodak still saluted behind film, and so they got way behind, and now they've put themselves in a corner, because for a bunch of years they put out, well, how do you put it, how do you politely say they put out crap? They didn't put their focus into their consumer-level cameras. I've actually talked with their engineers and got to find that out. But in the last year and a half or 2 years, they really have brought it up in terms of the pocket cameras and the mini non-interchangeable lens cameras. So Kodak just filed for bankruptcy. Now, HP announced that they'd go out of the computer business, and what you got to see was a whole lot of very functional HP tablets showed up on the market not long after that with a pretty good discount on them, and they're still pretty functional. Because, you know, the company itself's not going away, and I suspect they'll actually sell that division and maybe get somebody that'll run it well. Kodak, you can, if you spot this year's pocket-style cameras from Kodak, and if you need that kind of a camera, you ought to be able to find some pretty good bargains, and those cameras will be pretty solid. Not the lead in the marketplace, so if you want the lead in the marketplace, go spend the more money and go grab one of the... In fact, if you want the lead in the marketplace, then don't get a pocket camera. Go grab one of the Olympus three-quarter versions with the interchangeable lenses, but now we've moved up a bit. But if you're in the market for that camera that you toss in your bag so that you always have a camera that's... You know what? All right, let's talk about it. Sorry, we're on cameras for a moment. Yes, indeed, your iPhone has a some odd number of megapixel camera in it. Yep, that's true. And it'll take really good photos. Yep, that's true. And there are even professional photographers that are demonstrating the versatility of that camera by doing whole bodies of work only using their iPhone or their other phone camera. Yep, also true. That's all true. And you'll always have it with you. That's also true. And for gosh sake, should you ever, and please don't, but should you ever be involved or around an automobile accident, whip out that phone camera, take pictures of both cars, take pictures of the other vehicle's license plates, take pictures of their driver's license when they show it to you, but hold it really far at arm's length, and so forth. However, in your iPhone or in your phone, it's a fixed lens camera in most cases. Now, it's a broad enough spectrum that you can get a pretty good shot as long as you're more than X feet away and not closer than X feet. And I even, actually, I gave a friend of mine an 8X telephoto lens for his iPhone camera so that you can carry that around and do it. And then another friend of mine has some really tiny little attachments that actually let her take close-up shots with her iPhone, and that's pretty nifty. And you don't have that stuff. So what I'll tell you is, even a pocket camera that's got autofocus on it, if you pause for the moment to let the autofocus focus, you'll actually get better pictures than you'll get with your iPhone. However, there is that bottom truth that the picture you can get, because you've got your iPhone with you, is always a better picture than the picture you didn't get because you didn't have a camera. But if you're going on vacation, it's still worth having a little three-quarter-sized interchangeable lens. Those are nice. But it's still worth having that pocket-sized camera, because with the actual focusing to it, you'll get better shots. But meanwhile, the side comment was, you're going to be able to see some of this year and last year's model Kodak pocket cameras should be showing up on the market in a month or so at a pretty nice discount. And they're a worthy camera at a discount, so grab them up. That'll be some serious fun. And for the rest of it, we'll have new toys to talk about next week when we come back with next week's edition of... when we come back with next week's edition of The Right Theme Song. Tech Talk. Yeah, that's the fun of it. Oh, a slide over compositional. I was chatting by email with Dr. Len Saputo this last week. If they can break free in their schedule, they'll give a call in this morning. If not, they won't. But I've been chatting with Len. We've been swapping emails, catching up. He's doing great. But what I do want to let you know is, if you go Google Len and find his website, whose name just went out of my head. Do you know Len's website? No, it's health something. Anyway, you can Google Len, S-A-P-U-T-O, Saputo. You'll find his website. But what he sent me a note was... he has his first book is available on the website as an ebook download for free, and they've opened up free access to all of the recorded audio material in the website, their radio shows and so forth. They've opened up access to all of that on the website, is all free. You do have to register so that you become a registered part of the website, but you know, it's not like Len's going to mess with you. But I wanted to mention that one. It's sort of a transition from Tech Talk. Is that Len's website is up and running and flowing and all in there for free. So one of the parts about what I do is I study how we tick, and I study how we work, and I look at real life from a spiritual perspective, which you've heard me say before from a program with a similar name. I look at real life from a spiritual perspective, and I study what I find out there in the research areas in the mind sciences, because I think they're really nifty. And so I dive in and study those aspects as well, because I figure if it's in alignment with what I'm already doing, then why would I want to reinvent the wheel rather than take advantage of everything I can find? So I have certifications that would run off the page if I tried to put all the letters after my name that I'm qualified to put after it. Just none of them yet. We're working on that PhD set of letters because that just seems like more fun. The rest of them I just kind of leave off. But one of the pieces I've been working with a lot, and then been so surprised to find out how good I was at it before I knew about it, is what I'm referring to as what is referred to as cognitive dissonance. In other words, different parts of your mind fighting with each other. But what I'm referring to as compartmentalization. There's a compartmentalization facet to our consciousness. And you know this one. If anybody ever bumps into this cartoon, for heaven's sakes, find me a copy so that I can find the author and have it. Because I wish I'd saved it when I'd first seen it. You see, in the first frame, you see a piano about halfway out a door, and you see a guy on each end sweating up exclamation points. And second frame, they're working harder. Third frame, they're working even harder. And in the final frame, they're collapsed across the piano, just catching their breath. And one of them says, "I give up. We're never going to get this thing out of here." And the other one says, "You were trying to go out?" Yeah. Well, have you ever had that experience inside your own brain where you've got one part of you that, I don't know, let's say dietary constraints or caloric intake restriction or decrease down to health levels rather than indulgence levels, which is truly what it's about, by the way. You know that, right? Or exercise or stretching. Hi, Diane. Or... or working or updating that website or, you know, where, or, you know, asking that person out or opening that conversation or raising the idea of a raise or bringing your ideas forward or standing firm when your job is trying to overload you, being willing to stand firm and say, I've already got 45 or 50 hours worth of work to do this week. Which project do you want me to not do if you're going to give me that project to do? You know, any of this stuff where we find ourselves pulled back and forth, you know, where we really intend to be completely open in our communications. Isn't that funny? A marriage with open communications, even politicians would approve of. But an open marriage, if you just change the words around, apparently Newt Gingrich is finding out doesn't go well, politically speaking. But if you've ever found that place where you've got two different parts of you wrestling inside of you with two different strategies, that's compartmentalization, where one part of you has a strategy. It might be of, let's just stay completely silent and invisible, because if we stay completely silent and invisible, then no one will spot us and we won't get in trouble and our life won't be endangered. While another part of you says, if we speak up and step forward, we'll succeed and we'll thrive. And so you find one part of you is desperately trying to speak up and step forward, and the other part of you is turning the controls to tighten your throat closed so that nobody can hear from you because you won't get in trouble, and you end up stuck and hung up in the middle, can't go in either direction. Right? That's that compartmentalization. And so, I mean, I was working the other day with a client, and it was interesting. She's been having some challenges with depression. And as I worked with her, I was looking and finding the compartments. And what was interesting is one of the ways that I'm able to work with people is that because I'm, well, all right, let's use that word, because I'm able to psychically link up with the client, I'm able to then spot the places where things are in dissonance. And when I can spot the places where things are in dissonance, then I'm able to ask questions that will land in both compartments so that they both get triggered at once and we can trigger them to dissolve. Oh, we've scored. We lucked out. They were able to free up their schedule. So, everybody, it's Len and Vicky. Good morning, guys. Welcome.
Hey. The king of radio. How are you?
Bless your heart. How fun. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, now we're doing great. Now we're talking to you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't hear us a minute ago, did you?
No.
Oh, good. Because I was talking about you and I couldn't think of your website.
Oh, fantastic. It's very complicated.
That was it.
DrSaputo.com.
Oh, it is DrSaputo.com. I was trying to go for the health choices and medicine.
Oh, yeah.
Things.
Yeah.
But you need to spell out Dr. Saputo because it's DOCTOR.
Oh, no way.
SAPUTO.
Wow, you actually spell out doctor with all the letters?
We do.
Is that even legal?
I don't know.
Okay, so Len, I caught an article this morning because, of course, I get up at 4:15, so I'll be awake in time for the show.
Oh, my gosh.
And I caught an article this morning. I'm sure you've seen that Paula Deen, the cooking show expert who basically nothing is good if it doesn't have a pound of butter per serving.
And now she's got diabetes or something.
Right, so she's shown up with type 2 diabetes. And what I found the most interesting was the article that hit the press today. And I'm sure you're going to be envious about this and you're going to want to follow in her footsteps, because the article that hit the press today is that she's now signed a representation contract to be the spokesperson for a pharmaceutical diabetes medicine.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Now, that's a bad idea because, see, that's not the treatment for type 2 diabetes.
She needs to stop eating all that food.
Well, you stay away from carbohydrates, get your weight down. And exercise, and that's how you treat type 2 diabetes. Make sure you get enough sleep, you know, do all those lifestyle things.
Jenny Craig should have grabbed a hold of her.
There you go.
And isn't that exactly it? I mean, isn't it a pity that, and I'll just say this in my own opinion, you know, everybody has their own life, everybody makes their own choices, but in my own opinion, isn't it a pity with that format that she could have stepped up to go look for how to handle it with lifestyle and to be promoting that part, but...
Well,
it doesn't pay as well as a good pharmaceutical contract does.
See, you just got it. That's right.
Well, then also, what would that do to her recipes? That's admitting, you know, admitting that she's eating the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
So what would that do to her cookbooks?
I love the whole theory of diabetes plus heavy fat cooking plus good medication and you'll live well.
Listen, actually, in part, she's right. Because it's not the butter that's the problem. It's not the fats that are the problem.
Yeah, but she puts a lot of sugar in her food, too.
Well, but see, that's different than fat. That's
yeah,
sugar.
But when you mix sugar with fat, that's a problem.
Well, if that's all you're eating. Yeah, here we are bickering again.
Welcome back.
The Saputos in action.
It's both. Fatty sugars. They're just so delightful.
Well, yeah. I mean, it makes things taste good, but it's the high fructose corn syrup. That's the biggest killer of all.
Absolutely.
Because what that does is it makes all your tissues fatty. You know, Vicki and I were just talking about that this week. High fructose corn syrup especially, goes right to fat compared to sucrose.
Yes.
And because high fructose corn syrup has glucose and fructose in it, but they're separate. They're not tied together in what's called a disaccharide. There's individual sugars called monosaccharides. And when you look at glucose, it's tied together as a disaccharide, so it takes longer to digest it, and you don't get the big rises in glucose, which puts you at risk for developing fatty liver and fatty heart and fatty everything.
Muscles, and around the organs.
And
that's
I was just listening to some workshops done by a gentleman named Dr. Edwards that I know is a friend of yours.
Uh-huh, yeah.
From up in the Reno area.
Yeah, he's great.
And he's talking a lot about the microvascular system, the little teensy blood system that feeds blood to the arteries.
That's
and
right.
What he's seeing is evidence that the high fructose corn syrup is so sticky that it sticks in those, and that's why you see the lesions in the arteries that then need Band-Aids, which, of course, is our cholesterol.
Yeah.
And so you build up too many Band-Aids, that the issue is not how many Band-Aids you have in the house, it's how many injuries you have in your arteries.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a disease called small vessel disease as well as big vessel disease. If you get your big vessels involved, you get what's called atherosclerosis. So you'll get aortic aneurysms, you'll get big plaques in major arteries, but the microvascular disease of diabetes is insidious, meaning that it just kind of creeps up on you, and you may not have big plaques that you see, but you'd still have crappy circulation.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got, you know, Dr. Edwards is a really smart guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
he was definitely one of my mentors at one time.
Ah, I hadn't realized that. That's cool.
Yeah, no, he's a champ. He's an orthomolecular friend. Meaning we do a lot of nutritional medicine or cellular biochemistry, rather than try to use drugs that suppress symptoms. We're going back to more primary level to see what causes disease,
yes,
rather than take all the drugs that suppress the symptoms.
Yeah, perfect. So what all is in your website now, Len?
Well, we've got something called Vicki's Corner in it, which
Score.
Is really kind of
neat. That's
always
the best.
Yeah, tell us about that, Vicki.
Well, I have some videos on there where I talk about skincare products and how they have a lot of toxins in them and environmental toxins and things like that.
Cool.
And women's health.
Yeah, Vicki's list is on there of safe cosmetics and household products.
But together with the whole website, we've got 2,000 audios and videos on there.
That we made ourselves. They're individual little pieces.
And we have a new fast track that goes up every single day, and they're about 5 minutes long, and they're in video on something that's new in the news.
Oh, cool!
In health.
Everybody that misses the morning fast track, they can now catch up with that at your website, right?
Yeah, it's a 24/7, so it's there. We archive everything. We've got hundreds and hundreds of these things that you can listen to, and there are little pieces that are interesting of what's happening in the news. That's new. And then, past there, you know, we have these things called health assessments that I haven't seen on any other websites that are anything like what we have. So we have between 25 and 30 health assessments for things like type 2 diabetes or hypertension, for depression, insomnia, hiatal hernias, peptic, all kinds
cancer.
Of things. Cancer. And what you do is you take a little survey that takes about 1 to 2 minutes. You go yes, no, multiple choice, and by the time a minute and a half is done, you're done with the survey. And then what comes back instantly is a whole bunch of audios and videos that we've made that relate to the way you filled out that health assessment.
Oh, nice.
So say you have type 2 diabetes and you're not on a good diet, so and you want to know if this lady is right about eating a lot of butter.
There you go.
You might go to our site and take that test, and you'll get all these resources that are like sitting next to me or me and or Vicky in the office. So it's a very interesting private little way of getting a free consultation.
Oh, very cool.
From the two of us.
I'll have to put together one of those for recognizing the symptoms of the affliction called intuition.
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to have
that.
In fact, you're
very
on the site. You're already on the site.
Yay.
We've got, we did a half-hour interview, if you'll remember. There's a TV thing. And it's on the site. If you go there, put Scott Bartlett there, it should come up.
And I can let you know that that half-hour was one hot interview.
Yeah, I remember you. You looked like you came in out of the rain. It was amazing.
That was wild.
But it was a great interview. You know, we got all this stuff about intuition medicine on it. And you tell such wonderful stories that are just beautiful.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
So, so that's largely so, what the site does. So, and then we can track you.
Well,
over
we also have a search box so you can write in whatever topic you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
God, fabulous. How fun. And that's DOCTORSAPUTO.
Indeed. And it is 100% free. We don't charge a penny, but you must sign up, which just means that you become a member. And we have your email address, and we can send you things, and that's all.
Yeah, just to keep us updated.
Exactly.
Very cool. All right, you want to hear something really impressive, Len?
You bet.
The phone number for Len's office is 925-935-7500.
You devil, you.
It actually stuck in my brain.
Well, see, in your own beautiful way, Scout, you know how bad I am to promote my own stuff. You used to comment, and so did everybody else, saying, when are you going to tell your office number? When are you going to get patients in? When are you going to try and sell a product? It's like, well, I guess when you ask me.
Well, speaking of selling products, we have a store that's going to go up pretty soon on our website just to make things more convenient for people.
Oh, cool. And what all will be offered, Vicki?
Well, oh, I'm not Vicky, am I?
Len, what all will be offered, Len?
Who is that, me or you? Yeah, no, what we're doing is we're
You can just see
linking.
Them there, can't you? Who's going to talk? Rochambeau. Okay, it's me.
That's right. Well, see, what we're going to do is we're going to link the surveys, okay, the health assessments right. to the store, which means that if you answer a question for type 2 diabetes in a certain way, we'll say maybe coenzyme Q10 is what you need, or maybe you need something else to help promote your insulin to work better, and give you options about what you can do. So you're not just going to a store and buying everything that says you have type 2 diabetes. You're taking just those things that are appropriate for you.
Fit that survey.
Yeah, to fit the survey. So this is unlike any other website. And if it turns out that you're having a lot of problems and require too many supplements, we're not going to allow that to happen. We're going to connect you with somebody who is a nutritional expert. Mm-hmm. So that you can talk with that person and work out a nutritional program for all of the things that you have. So it's really kind of individualized and unique to who you are and what your illness is and the way that particular illness affects you.
Great.
So you won't find that anyplace else. And it's really important to have the consultation from the person who knows nutritional medicine well. And these are all people that I check out very well, so I know that they're good. So this is a beautiful service.
Well, that's exciting.
Well, another thing that eventually we'll be adding on there, because I have my own TV show now.
Oh, yeah.
Vicki's a
star.
Anyway, it's called A Forum on Spirituality, and right now it's just airing out of San Rafael, and they're in the process of having it on cable TV in many other places like Sacramento and San Francisco and
I think all over the country.
And Contra Costa. And
yeah, it'll be all over.
They're going to be spreading it around.
But I'll bet you a dime to a dollar, Vicki, this goes to PBS. I've been watching some of those shows, and they are stellar. Vicki has a knack for interviewing people like nobody I have seen. It's just, it's really beautiful stuff. I love when she comes home, and she's done a couple of shows, and she says, you want to see him? I go, yeah. Put them on. And she's interviewing people like Michael Krasny. I mean, this is a big show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weekly.
And I'm interviewing Helen Farkas tomorrow, who's a Holocaust survivor.
Wow. God, what a blast. It's a shame you guys can't come up with anything to do with your spare time.
That's right. We do one new show every day that's in video, okay, that goes on the site. Vicki does a TV show a week. And we do our radio show now out of New York. And if you want to listen to that, you just go to drsaputo.com. And it's archived, but if you want to hear it live, it's between 12 and 1 on Mondays. So it's
Also it's also out of New York on PRN.FM.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, about my TV show, A Forum on Spirituality, it's on Friday nights at 9:30 if anybody lives in San Rafael area. At the moment. It's on Friday nights at 9:30 and Saturdays at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Very cool.
I think our shows are out there too, Scout.
Oh, yeah. Our shows are still airing in Contra Costa County on cable TV.
So that's cool.
Right. Channel 26, and I don't know when they're on. When are they on?
On Monday nights at 11 is Lynn's Pioneers in Health. And then Thursday nights is What's New in the News and Medicine with both of us at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, plus I have full-time practice, so, we're not
busy.
Yeah,
you know, and to think I was just whining about my schedule. I think I'm going to shut up about that.
That's right, and I'm recovering from hip surgery. I had two hip surgeries within 1 year on the same hip. That was a frigging nightmare.
You got to experience the medical community. I'm so excited for you.
He got to save his own life.
Twice. Once each time. It was a very democratic process. I'll tell you, Scott, there was no better experience I can remember having that's educational than going through the process myself of having things not go the way I want them to go, having doctors who are telling me what to do rather than offering to consult with me, and basically saying, gee, Mr. or Dr. Saputo, why don't you just be Mr. Saputo while you're in our care, and we'll go ahead and take care of what we decide to do to treat you.
And yeah, one of them even made kind of a nasty comment telling him that he was a VIP.
Yeah, well, those guys got fired because that's not going to happen.
Well, also, you know, the tests, none of the tests showed that he had an infection, and they all kept insisting that he probably had an infection, and they wanted to treat it like it was an infection.
Yeah, well, they wanted to treat me for 3 or 4 months every day with IV antibiotics that had lots of side effects. And there was no infection there. We aspirated the joint that was involved. There was no infection that was there. We did a white blood cell scan looking to see if there's infection in the body. We did a PET CT scan, which showed no sign of infection.
Lab work.
The lab work was not showing. The white count was normal. There was no left shift. There were none of these things that you see with infection. But I sure as hell was going to be treated for infection if I was with them. So I finally went back to my original surgeon, who I have a lot of respect for, in San Francisco. And he said, you know, I think you're right. It's amazing that, you know, after surgery you're doing pretty much what you wanted to do and exercising on a tennis court. And then by the time the 11th month after the surgery was there, I couldn't walk. I was like on crutches, and the pain was horrible.
But it wasn't just that. Lynn got really sick.
Oh, boy, was I ever.
I mean, he was just, he became like an old man. He was crippled over. And besides that, he didn't feel good. He was sleeping all day.
I was sweating. I lost 10 pounds. My lab work was so bad. I've never seen Scout lab work this bad in 40 years of medicine.
Yikes.
I filled out my last will and testament because I thought I was dying.
Did you leave me some cool stuff?
He looked at his lab work and he's like, this doesn't even look like me. This is some old man dying in ICU.
Yes.
Yeah, the inflammation was stunning. And of course, it all turned out to be cobalt poisoning. And you're going, what? Cobalt poisoning because the metal-on-metal hips that were put in with the device that I had, if they're not put in just right, they erode, and you get little filings of cobalt and chromium because the implants are made out of titanium, but they're coated with cobalt and chromium. And when it wears, it leaves little flakes there, and the tissues go, I hate this stuff, and they die. So you got like black tissue in there and lots of scar tissue, but no infection.
Right.
And you'd think that the orthopedist would know about that. Son of a gun, they didn't.
Yep.
I told them to go watch Channel 5 News. It was on there.
And you know what else happened is after the surgery, when the surgeon came out and I asked him how it went and everything, he said, he had massive amounts of scar tissue. He says, I've never seen anything like it. And I'm like, well, what do you think caused that?
Yeah, really.
He says, I don't know. Maybe it was inherited, you know.
A genetic defect.
Yeah, scar tissue. And it turned out that that's pretty much what the definition of metallosis is. It's called aseptic fibrosis.
And aseptic meaning no infection, and fibrosis meaning incredible scar tissue. And inflammation that won't quit, and coagulation that's huge. You get hypothyroidism, you get peripheral neuropathies. I have an ulnar nerve neuropathy. It's bad news.
Which is kind of interesting because then he could use the photon stimulator on
well,
it.
Well, I did.
Perfect.
That's right. So it's a big deal to be a doctor and be sick.
Well, the
especially
other
when you know something.
Well, the other thing that was really handy is because of Lynn's connection with so many alternative healthcare practitioners in the the Health Medicine Center.
Right.
So he was able to see somebody that's a biophysicist that does these live blood cell analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tell him what that looked like.
Oh, my God. See, live blood cell analysis is a way of looking at your blood in the living state. So what they do is they stick your finger, they put it in a little bit of solution, then you put it in a dark field microscope at 8,000 power, and you can see what's happening in living blood. And my blood looked like hundreds and hundreds of red cells were clumped together all over the place. It just looked like nothing could nourish anything.
It was scary.
It's like, frightening because
you could have a stroke or a heart attack.
Exactly. It was like a walking time bomb. And what we did is then we tested to see what would happen if I take a little fish oil or if I take a little bit of nattokinase, which is a wonderful substance that's made from soy products that will cause your blood to not be so sticky. And believe it or not, when I did that, my blood looked like it was normal blood. It would happen in within an hour. And so I had the solution to at least stop that side effect and maybe stop a heart attack or a stroke or some other vascular event from happening. But all the other things were marching on, and the inflammation was just incredible. In all my years of practice, in fact, in all the doctors I've talked to, no one had ever seen thick blood to the extent of what I had. So I'm sure that by taking those herbal supplements, that fish oil and that nattokinase,
which is a derivative of soy.
Yeah, it's a soy product. That's all it is. So that was an experience
so
that taught me a lot.
You eventually changed out the hardware, and now you're doing great, right? Just to bring folks up to date so that they don't think you're still dying.
Yeah.
No, well, he's taking fish oil and nattokinase.
Because I still loaded with cobalt. I had 10 times the amount of cobalt in my body that is what's found in most people. And the orthopedists are telling me, well, we don't think that's a problem. I'm going, what? You think I've got 10 times as much cobalt in every cell of my body, and that's not going to change the metabolism in some way that might be negative. Well, we don't know. It's like, geez, go back and read your stuff, would you please?
Yeah.
So, well, and then articles came out right around that time that a lot of people were having this problem.
Oh, they're recalling 93,000 hips.
Yep.
From J&J that are metal on metal, and nobody's putting metal on metal in unless they're, you know, really don't know anything about what they're doing.
Yep. Cool. So you're up, you're around, you're doing better, you're out of pain now, right?
Yeah, no, I'm back on a tennis court.
Fabulous.
And, you know, it's going to take another year to wash all the cobalt out, but it's subclinical now, meaning I don't have symptoms from it that I can recognize.
So you'll be able to pass through an airport metal detector now.
No, I won't.
Oh, that's right, not with
they
the hip.
They put another one in.
That's right.
When they take it out, you haven't got one.
That's right.
But what they did this time is that the other side of it is plastic.
Perfect.
I mean, you know, none of this stuff is healthy, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
you have to walk.
Yeah, you have to walk.
Turns out that's a really handy part of it.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, guys, for coming in. I really appreciate it. So I want to aim everybody again. It's D-O-C-T-O-R. You couldn't get D-R?
No, we've got it. Actually, we have it, too. And if they did that, they would get there. But
oh,
we,
good. So,
yeah.
So doctor, however you want to spell it, doctor, S-A-P-U-T-O, saputo.com.
That's it.
Go in, register, and then see if you can find me.
Indeed. Scout, thanks a lot for
having
us.
Thanks, guys. What a treat. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I want to let you know that I've been outdoors already. And it's wet and misty and cold and misty, and it's going to be football weather by Sunday. But in the meantime, whether you're listening here in town or whether you're anywhere across the world listening on www.kestradio, you have to add the radio part, kestradio.com, no matter where you are, it's a perfect day to have a great day on purpose. Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net. Yeah, you're listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett.
Good morning, Scout. Yes, you are the real deal.
You are listening to Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears, and this is Life Insights Live. Yay. I love that. Thank you, Linda. I absolutely love that. Yes, you are the real deal. And what's really funny is she said that, and then people out of town that just were sending me an email after something that we'd done in our work together basically said the same thing. It's like, holy cow, this is my real deal week. I really do that. I really am that. Oh, welcome back. A couple things I want to mention. We have the healing class coming up in Mountain View. And then starting next week, actually, in Mountain View. And then starting the first part of next month, which is here already, basically. How in God's name can it be 2012 already? Much less, how can it be almost February already? Anyway, starting in the next month on Monday evenings, we'll be doing the healing class in Sonoma. Yep, Sonoma. So if you've got friends in Sonoma or if you're listening in Sonoma, make sure you get a hold of us because, this is the first time in the last 200 years that the healing class has been offered in Sonoma. In fact, it's the first time in 10,000 years that the healing class has been offered in Sonoma. So I really want to recommend that. I have one other class starting in Mountain View, which is Dumping Burdens, Gathering Light. Dumping Burdens, Gathering Light. And that's an altered state consciousness training. Everything we do in Life Insights is an introduction to the rest of your life. It all has long-term payoff, and it all has a depth to it. It's never to build a dependency. It's always to build your ability to live more and more brightly in your own consciousness. So we actually have another caller. I want to bring her up because she's normally out of town. Good morning, Roseanne. Welcome. You're live on the air with Scout.
Thank you, Scout. I just wanted to speak to the power of the healing class and all of your work.
Thank you.
So how much time do I have, darling?
22 minutes and 15 seconds if you really need it.
Okay. I'll try to be brief. I just want people to know that this is a class that really takes people to the ability to live their fullest life. Their fullest life. And it travels really well. In fact, it traveled so well that I took it to Texas and taught it in Texas. And people had remarkable results. A woman got pregnant who had said she couldn't get pregnant. A woman who had lost everything in Katrina built a new life in Texas. That's just a couple of small things.
Wow.
And, you know, when I'm there in front of it teaching it, I get it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to carry it with me when my husband made his transition. And all the teachings we had with Scout helped him make his transition. So it works on so many different levels. And I keep using it, darling.
Thank you. Thanks, Roseanne. I appreciate that. It's nice to have you out here on the coast.
Thank you.
Are you coming to play with us tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Not. Okay.
Just thought I'd ask.
All right. Well, thanks for the invitation.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All
you're welcome.
Right.
So if there was a short phrase about what you think the healing class, because it was not the first metaphysical study you ever did. I'm certainly not the first or only teacher you ever studied with.
That's true.
If you had a short phrase about how it's fit in with everything that you've put together, what would you say?
I would say that everything I've learned from all of my teachers was brightened and informed and made sweeter and easier by the healing class.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's what I love about the healing class is that it's gentle and powerful. doesn't beat you over the head. It doesn't yell at you. It's simply sweet and powerful and long-lasting.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, Roseanne. I appreciate you taking time to call in. Thanks.
My pleasure. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. I love to hear that part. It's interesting. The healing class has been around since 86 or 88, one of those numbers, a while. And I still do periodically and regularly hear from folks that were in some of those earliest classes about that they're still using that set of tools and that set of techniques, that it's become their foundation. So indeed, it turns out it is a long-lasting thing. And it carries forward. The Dumping Burdens Gathering Light training that we'll be doing in Mountain View is a 10-week training to build the ability to set aside all of the things that you've been carrying. And that's not just the things you've been carrying this week, the things you've been carrying this year, the things you've been carrying since childhood, and the karmic loading that you're carrying. To be able to train yourself to set those aside and recharge, refuel that core essence part of your nature, so that then when you pick those back up again, have you ever done a really successful vacation where even if the vacation was exhausting, when you got back to your normal activities, when you got back to your normal occupations, you found you came back refreshed and your creativity was back again? Yeah, well, the DBGL, the Dumping Burdens, get it? Dumping Burdens, Gathering Light, DBGL. The Dumping Burdens Gathering Light training is a practical day-by-day training that you train your deepest subconscious to set aside those other elements, recharge your core essence, and then when you pick those elements back up again, you can recognize them with a perspective. Excuse me. It's exactly what it's about, is to recharge. And so it's a, you know, it's a week-long vacation in about 40 minutes each time you do the practice. Some people make it daily, some people make it weekly. It works okay either way. The class is weekly, and what I want to mention about it is, I know you guys whine to me, but you don't do stuff in my area. Why don't you do stuff in my area? Well, the first thing I'll tell you is if I can get from my area to Mountain View and to San Francisco and now to Sonoma, you can get there too, for crying out loud. Anyway, but we'll make it easier. The DBGL training is going to be available remotely, which is to say that we do the energy work on you while I'm teaching the class, and then we post the recordings of the class in that page, in that class's very own website, web page, so that you go in and you listen to the recordings when you're ready to. So you can do that Dumping Burdens Gathering Light training. You can do it from anywhere. The healing class at this point still has some hands-on work, so that one's an in-person training. However, if you're reviewing the healing class, if you're already a grad and you'd like to be an experimental group to try doing that class as a review remotely to see what happens, throw me an email and let me know. Either way, we want you to send us an email. So I do want to acknowledge, last week I told folks that if they'd send me an email, I was going to send them a special meditation recording, and the week got past me very quickly. So I'm still going to send you a special meditation recording. It just hasn't happened yet. It's in that time and space stuff. So we'll actually extend that again if you email me today or tomorrow. After that, you're toast. But if you email me today or tomorrow and mention the radio offer, I'll send you as well. It'll be a little MP3 recording of a 10-minute special meditation that I'm creating that's specifically taking into account what we know about the coming year. So it's going to be a meditation on recognizing yourself as you are and allowing yourself to recognize your value as you are. So if you'll email me and mention the radio show, I will make sure that you get that meditation as soon as I get it recorded for you, and we'll just email it back out to you. We'll also put you on our email list so that we can send you announcements and stuff. So that email address is scout, S-C-O-U-T, at lifeinsights.net. Or if you just go into the website and click on the contact us thing, that'll work too. Just make sure that you do give me your email address, because otherwise all I get back is that it said you contacted me, and that doesn't do us any good at all. So that'll work as well. And the shortcut, Kwong, do you want to tell them the shortcut? Do you know the shortcut to my website? The easy to remember shortcut to my website? Yeah, so the shortcut to the website is all of the W's, of course, and then it's
not Scott.
NotScott.com. Exactly right. See, even Kwong can remember that one. And now we found out that he did remember Dr. Saputo's website, too. I just didn't believe him. So, www.notscott.com will get you into my website as well, and you can send a contact there, and we'll send you our special little recorded meditation thingy as your gift. Ooh, one more announcement. On Thursdays, starting in February, I'm going to be at East West Bookstore every Thursday doing face-to-face sessions, in addition to being there the first Saturday of most months. So those of you that would rather talk to me looking at me and watch me make faces rather than talk to me on the phone, you asked, we've responded, one more thing in the schedule. Because, you know, as the kids say, I can always sleep when I'm done. We'll sleep later. So I'm going to take a sip of water and clear my throat. So once more, we'll just let you know I've been outside. It's sprinkly and rainy. You're going to want your umbrella. You're going to want your raincoat. It's going to be sprinkly and rainy all day today. It's going to be sort of sprinkly in places tomorrow. It's going to be sprinkly again on Sunday so that those New Yorkers aren't going to know what to do, we hope. So that'll help mess with them. And so our boys will be familiar with Candlestick, and they'll be going, wait a minute, why is the wind going 37 different directions? We hope. So we'll cheer for the Niners. That's actually my psychic prediction. My psychic prediction is the Niners are going to the Super Bowl. Well, all right, I'll let you know. My psychic prediction, we'll go out on a limb here. My psychic prediction is they're going to go to the Super Bowl and are going to choke real bad. But that doesn't tell me yet whether or not they're going to lose, which I find very interesting. They may just choke and still win. We've seen them do that before. Anyway, so my psychic prediction is the Niners are actually going to the Super Bowl. But with that said, it's rainy outside today, but no matter where on the world you are, no matter where the weather is where you are, it's a perfect day for you to be having a great day on purpose. Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop, so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net. Yeah, you're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. Well, I like that part. I don't even know why. You are listening to Life Insights Live with Scout-like Pathfinder, Bartlett-like Pears, and... ooh, we just found this out. We're having so much fun... we're not going to quit. I am going to do an Occupy KEST for... no, that's not it. We're having so much fun that we just found out we get to stick around for another hour at the end of our usual hour, which is our new usual hour. And so we'll move into our old usual hour that isn't our usual day, but it would have been if it had been the first Friday. I don't know. That was confusing. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock, not just till 8 o'clock today. But I do want you to catch that every Friday from 7 till 8 we'll be here, and this week we're having so much fun that I get to stick around for another hour, so we're going to have way more fun with a lot more stuff to talk about. So, right at this particular moment, it being 7:49 and 13 seconds, Tom. It's an old joke. That was even before Kwong's day. Remind me, I'll tell you about it. So we're actually going to stall for another 30 seconds and right at 7:50. What I'm going to do is a small... no, that's not true. What I'm going to do is a huge... ooh, I almost said the word that went after that. A huge thing behind... there we go. A huge back pockets of your jeans transmission of energy. So we're just going to do a huge wave of healing energy across the planet. Well, yeah, across the planet, because we broadcast everywhere now. We are not only international, we are intracontinental. In fact, if you've got good web access, you can listen to us in Antarctica. That's just too cool. In fact, you can even listen to us on islands that aren't continents and continents that should be islands and all of that stuff. So for all my friends in Australia that are listening in, hello. That was it. That's all they get. Hey. Hey, how are you? Trevor. I miss Trevor. I hadn't talked to Trevor in a while. Anyway, jumping backwards. So just take a moment. Notice what it feels like to be you where you are on the planet. Notice what it feels like. Notice the light levels around you. Notice the levels of mind chatter inside of you. Notice the places where your mind is chattering. Notice the level of urgency. Notice how boring or interesting I am or am not. And we'll just shift gears. My primary practice that channeled through me a number of years ago as I was working through clients is to establish a beam of energy from the center of the earth right up through the, well, actually 12 primary chakras and several energy centers, but to establish a beam of energy certainly through the 7 primary chakras that run through my body, up out the top of my head, all the way up and into source, flooding earth energy up through my system into source, and allowing source-level energy to flood light, allowing source-level light to flood down that beam and into Earth. So I am fulfilling the fact that we are here to uplift and transmute physical-level energy, and at the same time, I'm becoming a connection link that allows heaven in Earth. It's both at once. So I follow that practice as my regimen, and it lays underneath the healing class and all of the other classes we do. So at this point, now I'm going to speed it up in me and expand out an energy field. Don't try this alone at home. It takes some diligence to be able to maintain yourself if you're going to try and expand your energy field the size of, well, actually for my energy field to be across the whole planet, geometrically it has to be the diameter of 2 planets. And then we're going to elevate the frequency, like so. And just for a little weirdness on the air, just to prove that we're not really a business station, And so just for grins, it's now 7:52 and 58 seconds, Tom. Just for grins, just check out the light level in the room around you. Notice the mind chatter level around you. Notice how easy it is to listen to me or not listen to me. How close or far away my voice seems to be. It was really interesting. All of a sudden, when I've got early morning vocal cords and I try to do that at home, you can actually hear all the little crackles as if I'm a badly connected amplifier. Really, that wasn't the gear here. That was my gear that was doing that. That was right there in my own vocal cords. Crackle pop, crackle pop. My niece, the professional vocalist, would be ashamed of me. Or embarrassed for me, one or the other. Bless her little heart. There we go. Everything is energy. God, we just did a workshop last Wednesday night. I'm going to be, and I got artwork out of it. It was so cool. One of the attendees at the workshop sat and sketched me while I did the workshop. And so I didn't get their permission, but I'm going to go ahead. They gave it to me as a gift. I'm allowed to do what I want with it. I'll end up taking a picture of that picture and put it up on my Facebook page, Scout Bartlett on Facebook. Also, please like Life Insights on Facebook, if you would, please, so that we can keep you up to date there. There's always the latest stuff shows up in the Facebook pages, of course. So I'm going to put that. In fact, maybe that'll be the first artwork we put up on the Life Insights page on Facebook, will be that sketch of me. It was very flattering. I look really good. I'm very trim in the sketch. That's nice. I like that. Everything is energy. Oh, and so that workshop will also be, we're going to put the audio recordings of that workshop up, I think, because it was a very interesting one. We'll see how they turned out, because there were some minor equipment glitches. Everything in our world and everything in our experience responds to us and responds to our energy flow. We can look at it as miracles, but we can also look at it as just being the basic reality of how life really works underneath the surface. We have this surface interaction of how we work, but underneath that surface is a deeper flow, and you know that. If you've ever known anyone who was consistently lucky, you know that you know that they were consistently lucky. If there was going to be a raffle or a drawing for door prizes or whatever, you knew that the odds of them winning were specifically higher than the statistical norm. That was why that wouldn't come out. It was trying to come out with specifical or something. But specifically higher than the statistical norm. Or for that matter, if you've ever known anybody that has a really nice solid streak of things going sideways in their world, you know that if there's the chance of things going sideways, their odds of it going sideways are specifically higher than the statistical norm. So you know it's not a fixed external reality. I mean, sorry to put it this way, but take a look at Dr. Phil, who conscientiously was not practicing psychology or psychiatry, but was doing some other stuff, sort of semi-associated to that and the legal field. And out of nowhere, the beef industry drops Oprah in his lap. And the next thing you know, because he's not that much brighter than anybody else, but the next thing you know, he's on national, international television, and he's a huge star. That doesn't fit in just a statistical normal reality. That's karma. The dude had some payoff coming to him that really landed it in his lap. So I'm still waiting for my karma to land me, like, you know, a Bart Simpson level voiceover cartoon gig. I think that would be a blast. It's all energy. And how you adjust your energy adjusts how you flow in it. So send me an email. We'll send you that meditation. It's scout@lifeinsights.net. I'm going to stick around for another hour, so, you know, just call in Scouted. Let them know you're going to be an hour late to work. It's okay. They'll be fine with that, I'm sure. Or dash into work while we do the turnover, bring us up online, get us on the internet, and play it there. But no matter what you do with the next hour or the next day, treat yourself as a loved one, because you truly are. And remember that it is indeed a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose. Feel great and rejoice.